This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. Welcome back. It is Monday, November 29th.
Stocks fell Friday for the worst day of the year so far.
Worst of the year. There is a new COVID variant, and it's coming out of South Africa.
Stocks were down about 2.5%. We recorded this pod Friday. A lot is still being learned about the Omicron variant.
In the meantime, after a very heavy serving of leftovers, Jack and I can confirm this is the best pod episode we've ever done.
This is a T-boy. For our first story, McDonald's newest menu addition is the Mariah Carey meal.
Because tomorrow's fast food looks a lot like today's sneaker industry.
For our second story, Meadow helps cannabis dispensaries turn into a food truck.
Jack, weed delivery, it just hit a minivan milestone.
For our third and final story, Samsung's newest factory costs $17 billion, and it's in Austin, Texas.
Bachelorettes, barbecue, and agglomeration. That's what Austin does.
But before we hit those three wonderful stories,
fantastic mix to start the holidays.
It's week 89, so we're turning to page 89 of the Hoarder's Almanac.
Things were running out of because of the pandemic. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
Thanksgiving was a wild swing from not enough turkey to now too much leftovers.
So here's the thing. Now that we're after Thanksgiving, we got to do what you got to do. We got to talk about Christmas.
Christmas trees specifically, because unfortunately, there's a shortage of Christmas trees.
Yeah, we got a warning, snackers. Fake trees or real trees, the price of pine is up 30% this year.
The reason for the shortage of Christmas trees this year is actually shocking.
Get this, snackers. The key cause for the great Christmas tree shortage of 2021 goes all the way back a full decade.
The 2008 financial crisis has resulted in a Christmas tree shortage today.
Okay, snackers. Back then, the economy was not being so nice, so farmers planted fewer Christmas trees.
And you can't rush the development and growth of a Christmas tree.
You gotta let those rings form.
Scotts Miracle-Gro has tried to figure it out. They can't do it.
No. Takes 10 years for a Christmas tree to reach optimal festive tree height.
It takes 10 years for it to get big enough for Santa to stick presents under those boughs.
Okay, so here's what Jack and I noticed. That planting decision way back in 2009, that's what's messing with Christmas tree prices here in 2021.
Our strategic supply of Christmas trees has been shrinking for the past 4 years because it's 10 years after the crisis.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies chopping down Christmas trees?
Don't blame the Grinch if you can't find the right size Christmas tree.
Blame Lehman Brothers.
Crazy story, true story. Let's hit our three stars.
Too big to fur.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC.
For our first story, fast food is in the middle of a stars race.
Here's the surprise, though. Celebs aren't endorsing the entire food chain. They're endorsing just one menu item.
Okay, I'm sorry. November 29th, not too early. All I want for Christmas is Mariah Carey's hits.
It's the number one song.
Yeah.
Fun fact, she wrote the lyrics in just 15 minutes for that song.
And that's the reason why this Christmas song is the number one Christmas song every year since ever.
All right, back to McDonald's. They just signed a promotional deal with Mariah Carey herself.
Snackers starting December 13th for 12 straight days. You're getting the Mariah menu.
It launches in the McDonald's app. And here's the deal. For 12 days, there's going to be special items like included in this promotion.
Okay, it's going to be on the Big Mac, the six-piece chicken McNuggets, the sausage biscuit. And Jack, can we talk about the pickles?
Each day, a different deal.
Yes.
I know Mariah likes extra pickles.
She does love the pickles.
So if you spend at least $1 ordering through the McDonald's app, you get one of those items for free.
Yes, you do. Oh, also, this thing is going to be like gift wrap in a bag, apparently designed by Mariah.
Now, Mariah doesn't have a typical vocal range.
No, she doesn't.
So this isn't a typical endorsement deal with McDonald's.
It kind of, though, feels like the Love Actually cast. You get like a royalty on this.
Can I watch that more than once this holiday season?
It's weird if you don't watch it twice. Snackers, funny thing Jack and I have noticed, celebrities like Mariah aren't just signing promo deals with restaurants.
They're signing with individual menu items instead.
All right, get this. Just last year, McDonald's did a promo with Travis Scott, the rapper.
Specifically for the Quarter Pounder with barbecue sauce.
Okay, interesting. This year, McDonald's did a promo with BTS, the K-pop group.
Specifically for nuggets with sweet chili sauce.
And guess what? It's not just Ronald.
Justin Bieber signed up with his Canadian buddy Tim Hortons chain for donut holes that they're calling Tim Biebs.
Oh, yeah. Megan Thee Stallion, she put her name on a specific Popeye sauce. Not like the whole situation with the chicken. We're talking just the sauce.
And Burger King's not doing Happy Meals.
No, they're not.
They're doing real meals, which is famous combinations of celebrities like Nelly. So you can order what Nelly orders.
Perfect timing, because Jack and I checked out the McDonald's earnings from last month. Jack, how are these famous promos doing for our buddies over at McDonald's?
Well,
yeah. They said they're driving sales. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at McDonald's?
McDonald's has taken a trick from the sneaker industry.
Look, Snackers, endorsing a whole brand, you see it all the time. It's common. It's everywhere. It's nothing new. I honestly can't even remember who's endorsing what these days, Jack.
I remember Aaron Rodgers is endorsing an insurance company. I don't remember which one.
State Farm, maybe? It's probably State Farm. You know what? I think I gave it away. It's State Farm.
I think you did too. But endorsing a specific burger, specific nugget, or a specific insurance policy, that's more memorable and could have more impact.
Well, we also noticed that that's nothing new, because the sneaker industry, they've been doing this specific marketing for years.
Allen Iverson had his own Reeboks.
He did.
Kobe Bryant had his own Adidas.
Classics.
Michael Jordan has his own Nikes.
Snackers, all these athletes, they signed with the brand overall.
Like Mariah did with McDonald's.
But then they specifically promoted a specific product.
Like the items included in the Mariah meal.
Specific celeb deals that worked with shoes, and now it's working with fries.
Supercut should do like a celebrity-endorsed haircut.
Pete Davidson should be doing a $5 chicken parm somewhere.
$15 haircut at Supercuts. Get the Pete Davidson. You'll suddenly start up in your dating game.
Give me the Pete. For our second story. Did you wear the turtleneck, by the way?
No.
You didn't wear the turtleneck? Are you kidding? This was like the perfect occasion for the turneck on Thursday.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Yeah, I did wear the turneck.
I thought you wore the turneck. You don't let the turneck wear you. Good, good, good. I'm glad you wore the turneck. It's a great turneck. You can take shelter in that turneck, Jack.
I got at least one compliment.
But for our second story, Snackers, the cannabis industry in America, it just passed a delivery milestone.
And Meadow is one of the startups booming with the cannabis delivery trend.
The pot industry has been around for, give or take millennia. But this year, the U.S. pot industry went through a major change.
A majority of retail cannabis sales in the U.S. for the first time this year are delivery.
Okay, so even though recreational marijuana is legal in 18 states, delivery of marijuana still faces a whole bunch of challenges.
It's legal in 18 states, but it's heavily regulated. And that means it's time-consuming and costly to set up a physical dispensary in these states.
You always know where these physical dispensaries are because there's like a line around the block, like there's some kind of sneaker drop.
But apparently a lot of people like getting them delivered instead of going in-store.
They do.
But in California, only 35% of residents have access to a nearby dispensary, according to TechCrunch.
And a whole bunch of people are just out of delivery range. It like must take forever to just get a simple gummy bear delivered.
So Meadow is trying to solve that challenge with a new product launch they just announced. dynamic delivery.
Now, they're calling it dynamic delivery because they're fans of alliteration. But here's how Jack and I are seeing it. This is basically food truck cannabis. That's what this is.
Right. Instead of serving waffles and lobster rolls at a food truck, these are serving marijuana gummies, rolled cannabis, whatever you're looking
for. Okay, so Jack, this is like a taco truck and all the inventory is on that truck, not in the store.
Right, and people come up to the window to pick up their order.
Well, Meadows Software is letting the dispensary fill up a vehicle, like launch mom's minivan and just like make sure that thing's full of cannabis.
And roll up to any neighborhood where they think demand is not being met.
Okay, so for example, they would bring this over to a San Francisco Giants baseball game and they would be like, okay, there's going to be some demand here.
Or they could park even better a couple blocks away from a music festival where there's very likely to be demand.
So you, as the customer, are going to order on your phone. Meadow is going to text you, tell you where the truck is, just like how you're following your favorite num pang sandwich truck.
So you pick up your order between the halal guys and gate 6, because that's where they told you where the truck is.
It's not dynamic delivery. It's food truck cannabis. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Meadow?
Public pot is dropping. Private pot is thriving.
Snackers, most public cannabis stocks, they are producers. They're growing cannabis for mass distribution.
And 3 of the 4 big Canadian cannabis stocks, they are down again this year so far.
Because pot prices are low. Pot is a commodity and the U.S. hasn't federally legalized the stuff.
But private cannabis companies like Meadow are enjoying an opposite fortune. They are booming in their valuations.
Yeah, we're talking startups that are focused on weed tech more than making weed.
Right. We're talking the payment companies, the software companies, and the delivery companies that take fees in the cannabis industry. They're not dependent on the price of the product.
The most valuable U.S. startup in the cannabis industry right now, it's a payment processing company for marijuana.
Private pot companies are booming. Public ones aren't.
For our third and final story, Samsung is spending $17 billion with a B dollars to build a chip factory in Texas.
It's going to be right near Austin. And the reason why is agglomeration.
Okay, $17 billion, by the way, that's a single lift for a single factory.
It's also Samsung's largest investment ever in the United States.
Biggest thing they've done since their phone stopped exploding.
Combusting. I don't know about exploding.
I think it's just an emoji.
Well, this factory is going to be making chips for smartphones, artificial intelligence, 5G, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, construction starts next year. New computer chips are going to roll off the whatever they roll off of in 2024. We're talking 2,000 new jobs, right?
Now, we said last week on this pod that the best business is the one that the government wants to succeed.
Yes, and last week, it was nuclear power.
Right, there's big money in the infrastructure bill for nuclear power startups.
This time, it's not nuclear power. It is chips.
Chips are getting more attention than the plus one your cousin brought to Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Who was that guy? Now, anything with a screen, a ping, a movement, you know, a car, a phone, a fridge, that is going to need a chip.
Here's the issue. Chips are super, super critical, but the U.S. makes just 12% of the world's semiconductors.
Yeah, Snackers, 9 out of 10 chips. That's not one of our chips.
And that actually makes it a security risk, because we need chips.
So in June, the Senate passed a $52 billion package of incentives for projects just like this, mega chip factories.
And that is why Samsung gave a shout out to President Biden and the U.S. Congress in their announcement of this new factory last week.
It's also why the finance team over at Samsung is just celebrating right now, Jack.
Okay. Travis County.
Yes.
The city of Travis.
Where Austin is.
And the state of Texas have waived 90% of taxes for Samsung for 10 years.
Samsung, you know what you do with that money? You go to Franklin Barbecue, you get in line, you order the brisket, and they're probably going to be out of it.
I'm a Barton Springs guy. Actually, Lucy's Fried Chicken.
Been there twice, but only got the pulled pork.
So Samsung gave 3 reasons for choosing Texas, and they didn't mention barbecue.
The first is tax incentives. The second is the tech ecosystem. And the third is access to talent.
All right, the first, taxes, we just told you all about it.
Yeah.
The second and third are all about one funky word, agglomeration.
Jack, this feels like a takeaway moment. So what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Samsung?
Agglomeration is how you get hubs.
Snackers, Austin, Texas, it is the new emerging hub of tech in America. Just ask like all your buddies who apparently are there right now.
The Bay Area of California was America's OG tech hub, thanks to Stanford University, Cal Berkeley, and a bunch of garages where whizzes created like the first ever motherboards for computers.
Real question here is, what's going on with these Bay Area garages? How do we get more of those?
I don't know, but from San Francisco to San Jose, that 50-mile stretch is still the undisputed number one for U.S. tech, 80 years after Hewlett and Packard made their motherboard.
And that is agglomeration. It's when talent and schools and collaboration all collide in one place in one wonderful way.
The result is pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
It's innovation, cutting edge innovation.
And what we're seeing in Austin, Texas is tech agglomerating, and it is agglomerating fast.
Dell and Texas Instruments were the first techies to get to Texas decades ago.
Jack, looking at our whiteboard here, then you got Tesla, HP, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Bumble. All of them have added an office in Texas or just moved to Texas too.
The techies are agglomerating fast in Texas.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the holiday season?
McDonald's signed Mariah Carey to a 12 days of Christmas promo.
Celeb deals for specific items, not the whole brand.
As cannabis becomes majority delivered, Meadow is enabling moving dispensaries.
Here's the thing. Public cannabis stocks are struggling, but some private ones are thriving.
For our third and final story, agglomeration is a really fancy word that you know now thanks to this pod.
There is tech agglomeration happening in Texas. It just feels good to say.
Can you use it in a sentence? Nick just did.
Now time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in from Garrison Nifong. Garrison, all you.
Hey guys, this is Garrison from Düsseldorf, Germany. You may have recently heard about Portugal banning companies from contacting employees outside of work hours. Portugal, however, is the second shaker. The first mover in this case was France, passing a law back in 2016 requiring companies with more than 50 employees to negotiate with employee representatives on specific work hours and ensure the, pardon my French, droit à la déconnexion, or right to disconnect. Have a great one and keep snacking.
Jack, a perfect snack pack for returning to work from vacation. This feels like a good transition one.
The right to disconnect.
The obligation to disconnect.
You may have the urge to disconnect. In France, you must disconnect.
Best way to handle a case of the Mondays, completely disconnect.
Snackers, that was great potting with you. If there's one lesson you take, it's wear the turtleneck. Don't let the turtleneck wear you.
If you know, Jack knows.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, happy belated birthday to Melissa Ramsey, who is celebrating over Thanksgiving in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Happy 15th birthday to Adela Hand, who also just finished school applications in San Francisco.
Jose Figuera, happy 26th over in West Columbia, Texas, agglomerating.
Happy birthday to Winston, who also just moved to the Big Apple.
Great way to celebrate. And Staten Islander Ariana celebrating down in Dallas. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Andy, in Santa Fe Springs, California.
Oh, and Dalton Clevenger. He's got a birthday, and he's got his first day on the job at AWS.
Congrats to Billy and his family, who just bought a home in Austin. Hope you got some tax incentives.
They're probably agglomerating.
Happy one-year anniversary to the Shreemans over in Bakersfield, California.
And Guillermo Chavarria just finished med school and is snacking all the way from Managua, Nicaragua.
Anybody else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Bumble and Nick owns stock of Apple.
Robinhood Snacks, newsletters, and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve on the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial, LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal and past performance, does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
I got at least one compliment.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.